Sidebar. Notes. 1. As discussed earlier, Honig v. Isaacs concerned defective performance, but the quality obligation was not the entire obligation. The entire obligation was the obligation to complete the specified work in order to receive the balance payment. By comparison, Cutter v. Powell concerned the order of performance. In Cutter v. Powell, although the obligation to serve as second mate for the whole voyage was entire, Cutter could have recovered the 30 guineas less a deduction for breach if he had completed the voyage, but, in serving in that capacity, he had been guilty of any breach of duty. 2. In Williams v. Roffey Brothers and Nichols, Contractors, Limited, 1991, 1QB1, see page 141, Chapter 4, Section 1 CVII. It was argued by the defendants that the alteration provided that the plaintiff would be paid on completion of each of the flats. The Court of Appeal, relying on Honig v. Isaacs, held that the plaintiff had substantially completed and was entitled to the payment for the 8 flats, less a deduction for defects and incomplete work. End of sidebar. Sidebar. Question.